Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
I was going to wait for the Dolphins Make Me Cry portion of this song, but I don't know if it's coming up. Yeah, you can keep that going for a second. That's good.
It's a good song.
It is. Here it goes. I swear he says the Dolphins Make Me Cry somewhere in here. Well, welcome back to Gregeth and Hooks. A little hootie for you on a Tuesday morning. The Dolphins, as I said earlier, not only made Patriots and their fans cry, but I think they made all of us cry happy tears. Is there another team in the NFL that you like to see lose more than the Patriots?
You got to say the Raiders, don't you? Don't you love when the Raiders lose?
I mean,
right? Or the Jags? Like for you? Like
here's the deal: if people give you candy every day, doesn't it stop getting special after a while? Yeah. That's what the Raiders losing is. I'm loving what, because Denver's typically good, and they're all right this year. But I loved watching the Niners, who stink, beat down the Broncos. Woo. The Niners stink, and they put it to the Denver Broncos this weekend. Well,
put it to them.
So much for our guarantee that Denver would come out of nowhere and make the playoffs. Thanks a lot, Broncos. Whoever the listener was, and I can't remember who it was, they tweeted me and said, guaranteed to make the playoffs. We're losing to the Niners this weekend. There was a Broncos fan completely called this. So cheers to you.
Incredible.
You were right.
Incredible.
I'm glad because I think Denver's got a salty defense, but injuries have caught up to them. We also said they were going to make it before they lost their best corner and lost their best receiver. So. But this was a big weekend in the NFL. A lot went down. New England Patriots lose. What that means for the rest of the league is super simple. One, the Miami Dolphins still have a shot. So you're saying we've got a chance. Yes, Miami. Miami clocks in at 8th right now in the AFC. There are 4 teams tied at 7-6 for that final spot in the playoffs. The 6th seed right now, Baltimore, who loses an overtime game to Kansas City. Baltimore is 7-6. They hold that 6th seed. The Colts are right behind them at 7-6 as well. Then you have Miami and Tennessee. All right, we have, without looking at the games they have left and all that kind of stuff, Ravens, Colts, Dolphins, Titans. Without seeing who they're playing, in my head, this is a Ravens-Colts race.
Yes.
And I think it's the Colts who get there.
I think so, too.
Colts
I said
have
that last
Dallas
week.
This week, though, I think.
I said that last week. I said, watch out for the Colts. They're right there.
The Ravens play this annoying brand of football, though, that's going to get their quarterback killed, by the way. But they play this annoying brand of football where they run their quarterback like he's a running back. And they chew so much clock that it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then their defense, who's not on the field that long, is just flying all over the place, all out blitzing people and all these things. Like it's an annoying brand of football that will never win you a championship.
It's working for them right now,
but it'll make you a solid team.
Yeah, but it's well designed a little bit for teams like you talked about with your Chiefs.
Yeah,
what the Browns did to them and stuff like that. They want to keep Mahomes off the field, so this grinded out type of annoying deal is what bothers. Yeah, again, it's like Nebraska football. Like our defense, we want to get Martinez back on. They want to get Mahomes back on. With those type of offenses, when they grind things out, like they can't.
Yeah, so from a Chiefs perspective, because they are right now the number one seed in the AFC, Kansas City has a game Thursday night against the Chargers. Chiefs are beat up. Tariq Hill gutted out an injury, whatever. It's a heel injury, which is never good. But he gutted that thing out, made some great plays in that game. Mahomes did some crazy stuff again, like he always does. But Kansas City looks to be the class of the AFC right now. Ironically, here's how the season plays out for them and the Chargers. Chiefs are 11-2. Chargers are 10-3. Then you've got New England 9-4 and Houston's 9-4. Here's how this thing plays out. With New England and Houston losing, it's coming down to if Kansas City either A, actually, it's here's the easiest way to put this. If the Chiefs win two of their last three games, they are the number one seed.
It goes through Kansas City.
They actually can lose to the Chargers this week, but as long as they win their next two, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because they have
one of them looks tough. It's at Seattle.
Ooh.
The other one is home against the Raiders. All right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Chiefs beat the Chargers, they just got to beat the Raiders.
That's it,
and then they will have the number one seed sewn up also. That game in Seattle really doesn't matter at that
point. It's a two-team race in that for that one seed right now.
So that's where Kansas City is if you're looking for where the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC goes. Mm-hmm. It's looking like it's Kansas City. By the way, can you guess as we get closer to this thing, and I can't tell if this is good or bad. In the last 5 years, the Chiefs have played the Chargers 9 times because they're about to play the 10th game. Can you guys guess what the record is between those teams in the last 5 years?
They played 9 times?
They've played 9 times in the last 5 years, the Chiefs and Chargers.
I'm going to guess 6-3.
Okay. What about you, Baby Wipes? 6-3
total
Chiefs?
Total guess. Yep.
Let's go 5-4.
It is 9-0 Chiefs in the last 5 years.
It's got to bother you a little bit.
It worries me because you're eventually dropped that thing.
Streets come to an end.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know.
Have you seen what Andy Reid's record against the AFC West is since he got in Kansas City?
Incredible.
So Andy Reid in the last 5 years has only lost 3 games in the division.
Ooh. Wow.
Annoyingly, the Raiders are one of them last year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. For some reason, he just owns this division. Here's another stat for you. The Chargers have led the league in fewest turnovers over the last 3 seasons.
Wow.
Okay? They have 35 total. All right? 3 seasons, 30, that's 10, 11, 12, about whatever
that's
that is,
crazy.
12 a season, okay. Basically.
Yeah.
Per season in that same span, so if you're throwing 12 turnovers in that season, they're averaging 5.5 turnovers a season versus the Chiefs. I don't know what it is.
What is this?
The Chiefs are turning them over like nobody's business. Weird stat.
Weird stat.
But that's where they're at right now. So we'll kind of see how that thing plays out. So you think, are you with me on this? Tell me how these two races turn out, because these are the important
ones.
Here we go. The Steelers are 7-5-1. Baltimore is 7-6. That tie is huge right now for the Steelers.
It's huge. That's just,
who wins that division? Who limps home to win that division?
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
Have you seen the Steelers?
I'm taking the Ravens.
Freaking schedule.
The Ravens are going to win that division.
Okay, so have you seen
the
schedule?
Yeah, and that's why I think so too. And the Steelers are in a different mode right now.
It's a weird.
They're going backwards, and they're hurt. Big Ben's playing hurt. You've got Connor out hurt, and you just got. There's a little disarray. There's something going on within that deal right now that's not good for Pittsburgh.
Steelers play the Patriots, and then they're at Saints, and then they're home against the Bengals.
They could miss the playoffs.
They could miss the playoffs. Honestly, you could see them going 1-2.
Wow.
In which case, 8-7-1 is not enough to get you in.
Nope.
It is very possible the Steelers could end up missing these playoffs. And you would slide. So what that would do is you'd slide the Ravens into the 4 seed, and then you would get the Colts sitting at the 6 seed. Which, by the way, how's this for first round matchups? As it stands right now, you're getting the Patriots Ravens, and you're getting the Texans Ravens and the Steelers Chargers to start that. What's weird about the Steelers thing, and it's hard for me to totally rule them out, they should not have lost that game to the Chargers. It was a series of dumb events. Mm-hmm. Like that one ball that hit one of their guys was intercepting it in the end zone to lose the game. Or they were going to win it, but he's going to intercept it, and his own teammate lit him up, and then the ball bounced right to the receiver to catch it for a touchdown.
Yep.
looking down at the NFC, very interesting times right now in the NFC. The Saints are still the one seed. They're at 11-2.
Just a heads up.
Rams are 11-2 also. So it's going to be a race between those two teams. The Rams do not have an easy schedule to end this season. Nope. And really neither do the Saints, although I like the Saints better with what they kind of have going on. They have the Steelers, and well, sandwiched around those Steelers games is the Panthers.
Isn't that interesting?
Which how the Panthers look like crap.
Two right out of three times the next coming up, you get Saints, Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The Bears would be the third seed right now at 9-4. Then you got the Cowboys 8-5, Seattle Seahawks at 8-5, and then the Minnesota Vikings, in spite of that loss last night, 6-6-1 on the season.
Well,
they are the sixth seed.
Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday, that loss would not have hurt them. Taking that. I mean, just from a demeanor of who they are and what they're becoming right now, yeah. But they're 6-6.
They have the Eagles next. Here's the way I see these playoffs. So here's, and it's totally different in the NFC. Tell me if the arrow is up or down on these teams. Ready? Okay. Vikings.
Down.
Panthers.
Down.
Eagles.
Up.
Redskins.
I still think Philly's okay.
Washington. Down.
Down.
I mean,
they're all down.
That's brutal.
Philly's probably, of that group, they're playing the best in that group.
I said this to you guys earlier. It's getting to that point to where I think we need to start discussing maybe some coaching changes in Minnesota. It's getting there.
This resident Vikings
fan. Are you done? You're done with your head coach?
Maybe.
Shave was done yesterday too, by the way.
Eagles play the Rams this week. I was mistaken. Eagles go to Rams, and then they play home against the Texans.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles lost an unfortunate one on Sunday too.
Who do the Vikings play next? I swore it was a playoff implication game, but maybe not. No, they play the Dolphins, so I guess technically it does. But they play the Dolphins next, home against the Dolphins. Then they go at Lions, home against the Bears. So I think Minnesota gets in.
Dig in. 8-7 could get them in.
Yeah, I think Minnesota gets in. The other side of that, too, I think Minnesota makes the playoffs. They're going to limp into the playoffs as the sixth seed. But I think they get in. Also, that Bears game more than likely will mean nothing to them by that point.
If they win those two, it'll mean nothing.
And then you'll get a
Vikings-Bears
game. Ooh. No, yeah, Vikings-Bears.
Yeah. At Soldier Field.
Which, I know the Vikings are playing really bad right now, and the Bears are playing great defense right now. I understand that. But those are division rivals. A lot of times you throw that out the window. Yeah. They'll both bring it for that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. I think what the interesting part of the NFC, if it holds serve,
mm-hmm.
And you've talked about these guys. Those Seahawks.
They're playing tough.
Will be a tough out.
That defense is not as good as what we saw yesterday. I think their D coordinator saw something.
They played above.
Seattle, by the way, do you know what team in the NFL going into last night has given up the most yards at home passing? It's not the Chiefs. It's the Seahawks. Shocked face on. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think they're a lot better than we all thought they were going to be, right?
I think they're a solid defense. I don't think they're... They're not as...
Well, they give up. They're the 19th ranked passing defense at 262 a game.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, because how many sacks do they have on the season? Do you have that on your stat page?
Don't. Let me look. Hold on, 1 second. Here we go.
Because I don't think... I don't believe they're very high even on that. I don't think they're, as a team, let me pull this up real fast. I'm on NFL.com. We'll pull this up.
They have 33 sacks on the year. I don't know where that ranks them at. They have 33 sacks.
I'll tell you. Give me a second. Defense. Yards per game, pass rush. Dang it, they don't have that on this page.
Yeah, but I know they have 33 on the seat. I don't know where that ranks.
The thing about Seattle is they don't give up a ton of points at 20.1 on the season. Good for sixth in the league. So they don't give up a ton of points. But it's, I'll tell you what, man. That is not the, they're not as, that's why I'm worried about the Vikings a little bit in that sense, because they look befuddled. They didn't understand what was going on. And how is Dalvin Cook not any better than this? I understand he had injuries earlier in the year, but Dalvin Cook should be a lot better than what he's
playing.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, we have all of these good players, but we can't be a good football team. That's why I think you got to get a different coach in there.
Can I tell you, I think Rudolph is the most overrated tight end in the league.
Well, he was really good the last 2 years.
I'm sure. A good friend of mine who's a Vikings fan made it sound like he could be as good or better than Kelce, which is insane. Yep.
It ranks them 18th, tied for 18th in sacks in the league.
Tied for 18. Who's number one?
Pittsburgh.
Who's number two?
Kansas City.
I knew they were in that
New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, Green Bay,
The Chiefs are always letting people throw the ball.
Oakland has 11.
Hey, what'd you...
Sorry.
How many? You know where that ranks them? 32nd. 11.
Oh, Nick,
else you want to know? Who else you want to laugh at?
Here, hang on. I'll give you... I'm gonna add to that. Can I add to that?
11 sacks.
Hey, so you're telling me in the NFL... Aaron Donald, Von Miller, J.J. Watt, Daniel Hunter, Miles Garrett, Cameron Jordan, Chandler Jones, Bradley Chubb, Jason Pierre-Paul, who only has one hand, Chris Jones, Dee Ford, Frank Clark, they all have more sacks than the Raiders.
Yes, they have 11
team.
On the season.
Side note, Khalil Mack has 10.
Oh, no.
11. Poor Raiders fans.
11 for negative yards of 71.
Oh, boy. That's awesome. Aaron Donald has 16 and a half sacks.
Yeah.
Good enough for 155 negative yards.
He's
this
a monster year.
He's chasing Strahan.
Yeah, I don't know if he might.
20, is it 22 and a half or 23?
22 and a half.
Yeah,
so I think. He needs Favre out there to lay down for him so he can get it. Hey, did you guys question for you before, and we'll take a break on this. Question. So, if the Chiefs win on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then if they beat Seattle, they don't need to play week 17. They can put all their backups in because it won't matter for seeding or anything.
Yep.
Mahomes might be 3 or 4 touchdowns away from the all-time record in a season. The Chiefs have a defensive tackle who is about to set the record for most consecutive games with a sack.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take him out, then it stops it.
You give him a half.
No, I think he played in the whole game.
Half.
And then Tariq Hill is about to break a few records, too.
You play him. You break the record.
Half.
The record.
I would say Hill might be a guy I might sit.
I think they'll play.
If he's banged up right now, Hill might be a guy that you need to rest.
The only reason I think they'll play is if they don't play that game, they'll not play a football game for 3 weeks.
Because
they'll get that bye week in the playoffs. You'll have the week leading up to the game, the week after the game... So that's two. The first round games right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the week leading up to the next one. That's 3 consecutive weeks.
You play them.
I think you play them.
Yep. Break the record.
Plus, it's the Raiders. They don't tackle people. Although they beat the Steelers. What was that? What is Tomlin doing? Talk about a guy. I've told you, Omar Epps is my dude. Like, I think Tomlin is one of my favorite coaches in the league. Anybody that'll wander out on the field to try to trip somebody on purpose and pretend like he didn't realize where he was, one of my favorite coaches. But he had Roethlisberger out for Dobbs for part of that game. Roethlisberger obviously was a little hurt, couldn't throw very well.
They're a mess there.
People are saying his job's in jeopardy.
Yeah. He missed the playoffs. Watch out.
Can I tell you why I don't think that's the case, though? Do you guys know how many coaches they've ever had in Steelers?
Five.
No.
It's three. Three. It's some low.
All time?
All time.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Wow. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Might be time, though.
They're incredibly, and he's won, he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Might be time.
Or two. So, like, he's been there. So, I don't know. All right, let's take a really quick break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one. We'll have What's Trending at 10 coming up in hour number two. And have a little fun here because Martinez for Heisman seems to be an offseason mantra we need to get used to. Because I'm not talking about the big list that everybody sees that has 800 names on it. This is like ESPN, Sports Illustrated, all these guys are putting him in like lists of 8 dudes. He is one of the guys that everybody seems to think has a shot. What statistically does that mean, though? I'll tell you next.